from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's an Oscar-winning performance, Greeny. I mean, I had a lot of different emotions. I mean, I wanted to throw all kinds of adjectives up on the board. I wanted to label him as a pathological liar, as someone who is delusional. I can't do it anymore because, I think he, in many ways, is the Jack Nicholson of coaching. He's a man for all seasons. He has so many different lanes, and you really just can't get mad at the guy. I mean, you can't say he ran a program into the ground because they won the national championship. Yeah, he left a stench behind, but as we have said, it will get cleaned up with very little penalty. He's making a fortune with the Chargers. I'm going to bow at the feet of Jim Harbaugh for pulling off this scam and then acting like he didn't do anything wrong.
Paul Feinbaum on ESPN Get Up. Harbaugh.
Is Connor Stallions in the video game?
Harbaugh
ran because he knew this was coming?
Quite possibly. You know what is in the video game, college football? I ran a halfback pass yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah, where you throw a swing pass and then the halfback throws it. It was great.
Where are the Bills' trick plays? Are you going to get that this year?
They ran one at practice the other day.
All right.
They had a double reverse throw.
Okay.
A handoff to Cook, to Shakir, to Allen, and then a throw.
To Dawkins, who then punted it. They have not ran a trick play since Dable.
That's right.
Who ran a lot of them.
All the time. In playoff games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He ran... I mean, Allen has 2 receiving touchdowns. That doesn't happen without trick plays.
Yeah. Can I ask a question about something I thought of for the Bills this year that, I don't know, it popped into my head. So when we last left the Bills, they played the Chiefs. They lost in the playoffs. You know this.
By three.
Yeah. You're listening. You know this.
They did try a trick play.
They tried a fake punt.
Does that count?
No.
That's not a trick play,
right? Special teams a trick play.
Okay.
No, that doesn't count. Here's the question. The game plan that day was to keep the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands, right? Run it, run the clock, be efficient. Part of it was that's how the Chiefs' defense could be beaten. You had to take little tiny chunks at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But I mentioned to you, and I brought up after that game, some people loved that game plan, thought it was perfect because your defense was in shambles because of the injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So you needed to keep them off the field to keep it a low-scoring game. You didn't want to get in a shootout with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs that day. The Chiefs were, by the way, as inequipped for a shootout as they'd ever been in like the Mahomes era.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the injuries and you have AJ Klein out there. Okay, so that was a choice to play it that way. One of the ways you can prove they did that is they had 13 different second and four or less, and they ran on 10 of those 13. They were running hard and running a lot, even running the ball and killing the clock on the final drive, which at that point I really support the idea because you'd like to score and get off the field with, you know, less than 13 seconds left. But my question is this. If, in fact, the defense is not quite what it has been in years past, they've been a great defense under McDermott. I think he coaches the heck out of some defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I generally feel like the defense will be pretty good this year because it always is. However, whether it's injuries in the secondary, which they're currently dealing with, or if it's injuries somewhere else, or if it's just that they've got young players, they're going through some changeover, and their defense is not the same as it has been. Will they implement the same idea of ball control, keep the other guy off the field, protect our defense? Will they do that? I don't want to say for a full season because, you know, games change, but you know what I'm saying? They,
yeah.
they did that in a playoff game at home.
Mm-hmm.
And will they do that again as an idea of, we don't want to be this team that is gunning for a 40-burger to put the game away. We know we have to protect our defense. We have to keep them off the field. Is there more of an idea for that?
Man, I hope not. And I want to believe that they know they had... No, I don't want to say had, because I don't think they had to. They think they had to play that way in that game because they had A.J. Klein starting at linebacker.
Right.
That the injuries were so bad, especially one specific position, that they felt like they had no choice but to play that way.
But to
take the choice of playing that way, to me, would be... I mean, I would want them to look at that game and understand how much it limited them to play that style of football. And I also want to believe them, even though, to me, not all of their moves kind of line up with this, but their words did say, coming out of the season, Sean McDermott's words that we've played on the station a bunch, they wanted more explosive plays. And if you're intent on getting more explosive plays, well, that's not your ball control football. Explosive plays means you're on the field less as an offense.
Yeah, you need more plays.
Right. So I want to believe that was... Like I think a lot of the end of the season offensively was. It was circumstance. It was, I think their plan shifted halfway through the year, especially when they fired Dorsey. That their idea of playing 12 personnel football and, you know, Kincaid coming right in and Gabe Davis being a number two receiver and just the way they thought they were going to be able to play offense didn't work the way that they wanted it to. And they got to the end of the year, new coordinator, they couldn't stop turning the ball over, and they thought, our only solution here to fix this, on the short term, we have to find a temporary Band-Aid. What's the Band-Aid going to be? We're going to run the ball more, we're going to do more closer to the line of scrimmage, we're going to control the ball, and then that was to the extreme in Kansas City because of their defense.
Well, against Kansas City, so this game, it's funny, like sometimes I think we just... 13 seconds makes it easy. We have one thing we remember about the game, and then that's just that game. That's 13 seconds. The Bengal game, right? We have like, well, yeah, it's weird. Some stuff happened. This loss to the Chiefs at home. Warren Sharp was on with Mike Shope last week talking about this game. It's 27-24 Chiefs. They take the lead, and yeah. The Bills get the ball. On first down, Allen runs for 8 yards. On second and two... Right. This is to me, there are so many plays of this nature in this game that jump out. Second and two, your own 33. You have the ball, fourth quarter. They run.
Yeah.
They lose 3 yards. Third and five, batted at the line, punt. That's the fake punt. The game could have easily been over there, by the way. The fumble,
oh, yeah.
The fumble
yep.
into the end zone would have gone 34-24.
Yep.
And I wonder about what the offseason sounds like if it's 34-24 instead of 27-24. Okay, they get the fumble. Out of the touchback. First down. What a play. Holy cow. We stopped them at the one. Jordan Poyer, play of a lifetime. First and 10. Run. -4. Second down, 2 yard pass. Mm-hmm. Third down, after a timeout.
Yep.
Incomplete to Trent Sherfield. Punt. You were running, trailing in the fourth, and it was hurting you.
Yep.
And then even looking later on in the final drive where Bass misses the kick, Diggs drops that pass on the first play. They finally take their shot, and Diggs drops that pass, which stinks.
Yeah.
But in a world where they get that completed, they are first and 10 at what? The 20-yard line?
Yep.
If he catches it and falls. They're first and 10 at the Kansas City 20 with 8 minutes left.
Yeah.
Who's the favorite to win the game?
They have first and 10
at the Kansas City 20.
And they are down three.
Yeah. Which, by the way,
I mean, their odds are a lot better.
Their odds are better. They did get first and 10 at the Kansas City 27 with 2:42 to play.
It just took them 6 more minutes to get there.
Wasn't that a good thing?
It depends.
Let me ask
you wanted to go really fast there, or you wanted to go really slow.
Let me ask you, this year, I'll give you a... I'm not going to put up a Twitter poll. The year is 2025. It's January... Let me pull up a day.
Yeah.
It is January... What week will the playoffs be? It is January 19th.
19th, all right.
Sunday, January 19th, the Bills are home against the Kansas City Chiefs. They are down three.
Mm-hmm.
They have first and 10 at the Kansas City 20 in the fourth quarter. Would you rather there are 8 minutes left or 3 minutes left?
Eight.
You'd rather have eight minutes left?
Absolutely.
100%. Because you think eight allows you score, they score,
yes.
You score?
I think I'm going to have two possessions and they're going to have one. If I have three, this is my only possession. I know it's my only possession, and I don't think I can churn 3 minutes off the clock from the 20.
You think you would score
It'd
too
be tough.
Quickly?
It would be really you gotta thread that needle
because
if you want to give them the ball with no time left, it's gonna be tight.
Because what did the Bills do on first down with 2:42 left? They ran the ball and
right.
ran the clock to the 2 minute warning.
Right. Like, because to me, in this, if Diggs catches that pass, they have first and 10 at the 20. I want them to get going. Like, let's go. You gotta score in the next 90 seconds.
Right. If there's 8 minutes, it's go fast.
Right.
If there's 2 minutes, it's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Also, right. Go fast?
Like. Wait, say that again?
No, sorry. If there's 8 minutes, it's go fast. If it's 2 minutes, it's go slow.
Yes.
And
absolutely, because I think if I can get Kansas City to get the ball back with like 7 minutes left, then, I mean, they could try to play that game too, and maybe they'll execute it. But the way that game was going, I mean, they were getting chunk plays. Like, the way that game's going, I think I'm getting the ball back. If Diggs catches that pass and the Bills punch it into the end zone with a lot of time left in the fourth quarter and Mahomes gets the ball back down four, I think what is very possible or likely even is that I'm getting the ball. The worst case scenario to me might be, unless they do it perfectly, which is possible, that the Bills would get the ball back with like 2 minutes left or less than 2 minutes left with a chance to tie it with a field goal.
This was a game where...
And then get to the end of regulation.
If they catch this big long throw to Diggs down the sideline and they score a touchdown on that drive, that would have been their only explosive play of the game.
So yeah, what was their longest play of that game? Like 12 yards?
Would not have been a 10-yard run, would not have been a 20-yard pass. I mean, there might have been an Allen scramble in there. Because I think what you're doing, and you're not necessarily wrong to do this, but you're living in the 13 seconds game. In the 13 seconds game, yeah. It was the craziest thing we've ever seen in football. And in this game, how many points were scored in the fourth quarter combined? It was
10?
It was seven.
Seven?
There were 7 points scored in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah.
Seven. Seven! Joe, in the 13 seconds game, we had 4 touchdowns in 4 minutes. This was 7 points scored in the entire quarter. So the idea that you'd rather have 8 minutes left, I think you'd rather have 8 minutes left in the 13 seconds game. In this game, I think you'd rather have first and 10 with 2:45. There were 7 total points scored in the fourth quarter of that game. It was a take the ball out of their hands kind of game.
And they made it that, though, right?
I know. In part because they had to, because they couldn't get any explosive plays against the Chiefs because Diggs and Sherfield had drops.
The Sherfield play, by the way, I'm looking at the play-by-play. That play might have got called back on a penalty or something because I don't see that play in the game log. But, man, I remember it. I remember it hitting him in the bicep and then hitting the ground like 40 yards down the field. I know that play happened. I'll have to find it in maybe the highlights or something. I guess you're right. It was so weird. Like, the Chiefs, again, they emulated this 13 seconds version of themselves in that game, though, didn't they? Like, sure, they scored 7 points in the fourth quarter. We all know they should have scored 14. They got to the one.
Yes, that's right. They
got to the one. Great play by Jordan Poyer. I'm not taking credit away from him on it. No, but they got lucky the ball went out of bounds.
It was very lucky.
In the end zone. They could have gone out the one, and then they punched it in, and Poyer still would have made the play. Like, they had to get some luck. Kansas City was moving the ball. They made one real stop on Kansas City where they couldn't move the football in that fourth quarter, in that second half even. So, yeah, I guess. But, like, they would have really had to thread the needle 7 minutes to go. To the original question, though, of, like, this is why, like, you don't want to have to play that way, right? Like, if the Bills go through the whole year trying to play that style of football, I just think you are limiting yourself. Like, you are not... You should want to be the top three offense in football every single year because you have a top three quarterback in football. And when you're eighth and when you're ninth, you're good, but you are not nearly as good as you should be. And to me, if you're going to play control the ball, we'll run a little bit more, you know, less chances down the field, you want to play that ball possession style of football, I bet you're going to look up at the numbers at the end of the year and they are not going to be a top five offense.
Yeah, but that might be temporary. That might be this year, we're going to try and get by that way. Right? The Chiefs just did this. The Chiefs just had they traded Tyreek Hill and tore it down kind of a little bit. I mean, tear it down is going a long way. They also won 2 Super Bowls in doing so, which is endlessly frustrating.
Let me ask from that game, though, because I think the Chiefs are better than what they had roster-wise from that game. Who are the Bills really, truly missing from that football game? Who are they going to miss the most from that game? Because Diggs was not good in that game.
Correct.
He fumbled on the first play, dropped his last play. Gabe Davis didn't play in that football game. I'm not going to miss him from it.
That's right.
I'm not going to miss... I mean, Poyer and Hyde were in that game, and they were fine, but they were not the all-pros that they've been 5 years ago. Trey White wasn't in that football game.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I missing from that football game that I lost to the Chiefs by 3?
See, I think that's the trap, though. You're not trying to beat your own team that you had last year. You have to beat the team that they are this year. This year's Bills don't have to beat last year's Bills. They have to beat this year's Chiefs. They have to beat this year's Texans, this year's Bengals. So, hey, I got better. Okay. Not everybody else did. Lots of teams think they got better and got worse. Maybe the Chiefs think they got better and they got worse. Maybe the Ravens think that Derrick Henry is going to be a good idea and it's going to be worse. To say I'm better than I was last year, I think about like a golf tournament. Like, congratulations, the cut is a lot harder this year because these other guys went off. These other guys got low. So,
no, that's fair. I guess what I was going at is for the style that they'll want to play, Like, if I put in, you can give the Chiefs all their guys too. The Chiefs played their normal style of football. Like, they chunk plays, Kelsey over the middle. Like, they played Chiefs football in that game. The Bills played a different style than we're accustomed to. And I'd want to believe if I could go back in time and just, we could play that game over again right now, but the Bills have their current fleet of offensive personnel versus what they had in that game, where Trent Sherfield played basically every single snap and Latavius Murray was second, third on the team in targets, that I'd want to believe with Curtis Samuel and Keon Coleman and maybe an improved Dalton Kincaid that they wouldn't play the same style of football, which is what I'm trying to get to. Like, they, are they going to play that way? I don't think so. I think if they could do that all over again with their current offense, they wouldn't play that same style. I guess I don't know that, though.
803-0550 if you want to chime in. I had something I was going to mention right there. Oh, no, that's not it.
Want some Bills preseason trivia?
Kind of. Do I? Matt Sims.
Who is... No, on Matt Sims.
Was it Matt Sims?
Matt Sims is...
Who threw the ball backwards?
Yes. That's Matt Sims.
Matt Sims.
That's Matt Sims.
Matt Sims in Detroit threw a ball backwards.
Yeah, I didn't go that far back.
No, the thing I was going to get to is, you know, who are the Chiefs missing from that game? Legarius Sneed.
Yeah.
They sent him out.
Yep. But they also have more weapons now.
They do.
The Chiefs in that game, MVS was their number two receiver, I guess, actually. Two for 62. The big one, 32 yards. I mean, they had the big plays. The Bills' longest pass play in that game was 15 yards to Latavius Murray. And the Chiefs had a 29-yard pass to Kelsey, a 32-yard pass to MVS, a 25-yard pass to Rashi Rice.
All right, I'm ready for trivia.
All right. Bills preseason opener on Saturday. Can you give me, other than Josh Allen, I'll give you Josh Allen, who are the six quarterbacks under Sean McDermott with 250 passing yards in the preseason?
Six quarterbacks under Sean McDermott, 250 passing yards in the preseason?
Yes.
Can I go back in time and say I don't want this trivia? Matt Barkley.
Number one, 1,000 yards.
Kyle Allen.
Kyle Allen, 396.
Trubisky.
Nope.
Tyrod.
100, so no. How?
Peterman.
Peterman, 884, number two.
Quarterbacks. Not Alex Tanney or Keith Wenning.
No, these guys were all like NFL quarterbacks, except for one of them.
AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron, 284. I'll get you to the one guy who's not an NFL quarterback. The other one we saw this past Thursday. Not the non-NFL quarterback guy.
Former Bill. Case Keenum.
Case Keenum, 324. This one, what's the hint I would give you for this? He currently plays a different position in the NFL. .315 yards
passing
over two preseasons.
Terrell Pryor.
Nope. We would we have ever had people calling in with crazy takes about this guy? Probably. He's currently a tight end in the NFL.
That would be the UB guy.
Yes.
Tyree
UB
Jackson.
UB guy. Tyree Jackson, 315. Your preseason leaders.
Under Sean McDermott.
You missed out on lower than that number. TJ Yates, Jake Fromm, and Davis Webb.
Of course. Charles McDonald, Yahoo Sports, when we get back on the Football 301 podcast, we'll see what he thinks about the Brandon Ayuk potential trade. Rumors heating up. Destinations, Cleveland, New England, Pittsburgh, among potentially others. I just want a mystery team report. I won't rest until someone reports a mystery team. You know what? Joe, tweet it out. Tweet out, I'm hearing a mystery team.
How about I tweet out three emojis that imply that there's a mystery
team? I saw.
Is there one of those like those globes with like the question marks on the inside? Is that an emoji?
Yeah.
Magic 8-Ball.
Charles McDonald next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.